Lux presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you The Devil and Miss Jones, starring Frank Morgan, Linda Darnell, and Gordon Oliver. Ladies and gentlemen, your guest producer, Mr. Brian Ahern.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. An unnamed philosopher once made this simple observation, that when you look through your window, you see the crowds in the street, the world on parade. When you look in your mirror, you see only yourself. Both are made of glass, with this small difference, that one has a coating of silver added. And that difference can apply to human beings. Add enough silver to a man, he often ceases to consider others and sees no one but himself. And that is the premise of our play tonight, which takes place several years before the war. But I can assure you that all further moralizing stops at once, for this is no weighty drama of social significance. It is rather one of the screen's most entertaining comedies. The Devil and Miss Jones, presented through the courtesy of Frank Ross, producer of the Technicolor spectacle, The Rogue. In the Devil's corner, with no intended prejudice, we have the irrepressible Frank Morgan, who will soon be seen in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's The Great Morgan. As the angelic member of tonight's cast, we have the altogether lovely Linda Darnell. And as a gentleman who literally raises Hades, we present that up-and-coming screen star, Gordon Oliver. Together they bring you the story of a modern merchant prince who, in the early 1930s, walks in disguise among the common folk with the most uncommon consequences. I spoke earlier of looking out of the window versus looking in the mirror. Once the point of that parallel has been established, let me hasten to add that I have no objection to mirrors and their contribution to humanity. Certainly they have helped to make women still more beautiful in many ways, and not the least of these is showing them how Lux toilet soap can help them have lovelier complexions. And since a lovelier complexion often means romance and happiness, I'd say that consulting a mirror often is no more than good sense. And if you use Lux toilet soap, you'll find your mirror is the glass that cheers. Well, now on with our play, as the curtain rises on the first act of The Devil and Miss Jones, starring Frank Morgan as J.P. Merrick, Linda Darnell as Mary, and Gordon Oliver as Joe. J.P. Merrick is one of the richest men in the world. Now, this is nice work if you can get it, and J.P. has had it for 50 years. He is the controlling voice of 30 great corporations. His fingers wiggle in 100 financial pies all over the country. But now, one of those pies is turning slightly moldy. The morning paper carries the screaming headlines, "Richest man in world hanged in effigy outside his own store on 38th Street." In Mr. Merrick's living room, his four financial advisors have come to give their advice. They're all great brains, but they are shaking in their boots. As Mr. Merrick enters, the quartet jumps nervously to his feet.
Morning, J.P.
How are you, J.P.?
Morning, J.P.
Good morning. I suppose you gentlemen have seen the newspaper.
Yes, we have, J.P.
Richest man in the world hanged in effigy outside his own store on 38th Street. Picture on page 6. I thought I sold everything below 38th Street years ago.
Oh, well, that store's right on 38th Street, J.P., so we kept it. It's the Neely department store.
Look at this picture. That dummy doesn't look like me. Maybe it's supposed to be one of you.
I don't think so, sir. There's a sign on the dummy with your name on it.
Where?
Here, see? M-E-R-R. And that's all you can see. Those people there are in the way.
Yeah. What are those things on my head?
Well, I believe they're supposed to be horns, J.P.
Horns? And that thing's the tail? What's been done about all this?
Well, we had a talk with the manager of the department store. He fired the ringleader and half a dozen employees who participated in it.
Is that all? Have this picture enlarged and everybody in it fired?
An excellent suggestion, J.P.
Gentlemen, I pay you a great deal to take care of my interests and privacy. I want privacy. I haven't had my photograph in a newspaper in 25 years.
No, this is temporary, J.P. Our detective will ferret out the whole thing in no time.
What detective?
We have a man who's an expert. He's just outside, J.P.
If you care to speak to him, he'll show you this thing is a simple little disturbance that really has no significance.
Yes, the Boston Tea Party was a little disturbance, too. I want to talk to this detective. Good day, gentlemen.
Good day, J.P.
George, send that detective in here.
This way, please, Mr. Higgins. This is Mr. Higgins, Mr. Merrick.